Public hearing, September 15th, 2015, 6 p.m.
Alrighty. 6 o'clock, I'm now 6:01. I say it's still 6.
So sorry, my bad. Okay, we're running over there. Ready to roll? Well, we welcome everybody to this special public hearing this evening, being September 15th, and we're just about a minute after 6 p.m. And the Board of Davis County Commissioners are here to address an issue regarding South Davis Metro Fire and the creation of a special service district. And if we could start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Sheriff, would you mind leading us in that pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. As I noted, we have an opportunity for a public hearing. The Davis County and the cities of Bountiful, Centerville, North Salt Lake, West Bountiful, and Woods Cross, which constitute the South Davis Metro Fire Agency, have adopted resolutions proposing the creation of a local district to provide fire protection, emergency response services, emergency medical response, paramedic ambulance services, and related services. The proposed local district will assume the responsibilities of the current South Davis Metro Fire Agency. And so we're here to have a public hearing regarding that. And I have kind of some rules of engagement, so to speak, or elements regarded to the public hearing process and this creation. And so public hearings have or are being conducted in each one of those entities within the special service area. And Utah Code, Section 17B-1-2105 requires that at the beginning and the end of each hearing concerning a resolution, the governing body shall announce the deadline for filing the protest and generally explain the protest period and requirements. So I'm going to go through those. Protests must be filed within 60 days after last public hearing, which will occur today. And the deadline for filing protests is thus November 16, 2015. The protest must be in writing and filed with the city recorder, and for city residents or property owners, or the county clerk for those residents or property owners within the unincorporated county area located in the proposed service area. Protests may be filed by owners of of private real property that is located within the city or included unincorporated county area, and registered voters residing within the city or included unincorporated county area. The protest level is required to stop the city or county, as applicable, from proceeding with the creation of the service area are: A, real property covers at least 25% of the total private land area within the city or included unincorporated county area, and is equal to at least 15% of the value of all private real property within the city or included unincorporated county area that is located within the proposed district, or registered voters within the city or included unincorporated county area are equal in number to at least 25% of the number of votes cast in the city or included unincorporated county area for the office of President of the United States at the most recent election prior to the adoption of the resolution. And then protests can be withdrawn any time prior to the expiration of the protest period. So that outlines the elements and requirements regarding the protest period. Should any protest this discussion of creation of a special service district, I'll now entertain a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Motion in a second to open a public hearing to address this topic. We are now in public session. Is there any from the public that would like to?
Do you need to vote to say yay
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there we go. It has been a day, I'm telling you. Thanks for keeping me on track. So now we're here for any of the public that would like to address the Board of County Commissioners regarding the creation of a special service district. Oh, come on. I know you're all itching to. Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And being no public hearing, I guess where we're at now is no other action needs to be taken.
Yes.
Or do we? And or do we have to read this again?
Read it again
at the beginning and the end.
And the end. Oh, yes, I guess I do that. Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, since I butchered it the first time. Okay. Assistant Chief.
You have to use the podium.
Dave Powers, if you'll use the microphone right there, and we'll let you.
Okay, so this is following Utah Code Annotated 17B-1-210, Section 5. Protests must be filed within 60 days after the last public hearing, which occurs on September 15, 2015. The deadline for filing protest is thus November 16th of 2015. The protest must be in writing and filed with the city recorder for city residents or property owners, or the county clerk for those residents or property owners within the unincorporated county area located in the proposed service area. Protests may be filed by owners of private real property that is located within the city or included unincorporated county area, and registered voters residing within the city and including unincorporated county area. The protest levels required to stop the city or county, as applicable, from proceeding with the creation of the service area are: A, real property covers at least 25% of the total private land area within the city or included unincorporated county area and is equal to at least 15% of the value of all private real property within the city or included unincorporated county area that is located within the proposed district, or registered voters within the city or included unincorporated county area equal in number to at least 25% of the number of votes cast in the city or included in unincorporated county area for the office of President of the United States at the most recent election prior to the adoption of the resolution. Protests can be withdrawn at any time prior to the expiration of the protest period.
Thank you. And it appears that we've conducted and met the legal requirements needed for this public hearing. And seeing no other business, I believe we'll stand adjourned. Thanks for coming. Have a good evening.
Good night.